Greetings, pilgrims. This is your Holy Saturday, your time in between the death of Jesus on the cross and the discovery of the empty tomb. Holy Saturday. It's April 3rd, and this is the last day of Lent. This completes our Lenten journey. Late tonight, we'll be sending out an Easter vigil recording in the midst of the darkness. And in the morning, we'll be sending out your Easter celebration devotion. And that will conclude this series of Lenten daily devotions. Also, later tomorrow, we'll be sending out the introduction to our Week with Thomas Merton retreat. 7 days with Thomas Merton. The introduction will be tomorrow night, and we'll begin the daily recordings on Monday for the rest of the week, and there'll be two each day. At least that's what we're planning at this point. We'll see how that all comes out. It's in God's hands. But encourage you, if you haven't even been listening much to these devotions, to take a shot and just give yourself a break and listen to some deeply spiritual insight from someone who speaks with a bit of a different voice. And it might just be the voice you need to hear for some reason that God has. Amen. Well, we are preparing for today's devotion. And I'm going to bring in, you know, our friends. Ah, there they are. Our friends, the monks, chanting the chant of the mystics today on this Holy Saturday. We've got the cerulean surf and sea candle filling the atmosphere with its wonderful scent. And we brought out the kava today. Kava tea with a little bit of milk. Our scripture today comes from the Gospel of Mark. We're going to be reading chapter 15 of Mark, verses 40 through 47. Chapter 15 of Mark, verses 40 through 47. Let us open our hearts to hear the word of God. We pick this up in chapter 15 at the death of Jesus, and he has just died on the cross. The Roman officer has just explained, truly, this was the Son of God. And we pick it up right there with verse 40. Some women were there, watching from a distance, including Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James the Younger, and of Joseph, and Salome. They had been followers of Jesus and had cared for him while he was in Galilee. Then they and many other women had come with him to Jerusalem. This all happened on Friday, the day of preparation, the day before the Sabbath. As evening approached, an honored member of the High Council, Joseph, from Arimathea, who was waiting for the kingdom of God to come, gathered his courage and went to Pilate to ask for Jesus' body. Pilate couldn't believe that Jesus was already dead, so he called for the Roman military officer in charge and asked him. The officer confirmed the fact, and Pilate told Joseph he could have the body. Joseph bought a long sheet of linen cloth, and taking Jesus' body down from the cross, he wrapped it in the cloth and laid it in a tomb that had been carved out of the rock. Then he rolled a stone in front of the entrance. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where Jesus' body was laid. Here's Mary Alice Mulligan's reflective comments. She says, pastors often spend Holy Saturday, today, already deep into their Easter preparations mindset. Amen, I say. They make sure that the lilies are arranged correctly, that the sermon speaks to the regulars as well as those who haven't entered the church since Christmas. Last year, I was briefly between pastoral calls, so I had no Easter worship preparations to arrange. Thus, I spent Holy Saturday fully sensing the cold, dead stone blocking the entrance to the tomb. It was a wonderful gift. At the same time, it was awful. COVID-19 had practically everyone secluded across the country. Jesus' words, "It is finished," kept echoing in my head. All done. Nothing more. Holy Saturday was a day of empty waiting. Staring alone into the post-crucifixion abyss. I kept thinking of the women whose lives were filled with purpose as they provided for Jesus in Galilee. They too were disciples, faithful followers, except they didn't desert him as the males had. Society had relegated them to the periphery. But they stayed. They looked on from the required distance, and they saw where the body was laid. And then they too spent this awful day staring at the post-crucifixion abyss in their own lives. Some thoughts for your reflection today. For the past 6 weeks, you have been holding Jesus by his hand, in your hand. Not any longer. Do you sense now an emptiness where you felt Jesus' hand in yours over the past 6 weeks? Today might be a good occasion to reread your written thoughts over these past 6 weeks. Think about the things you have reflected on and the things that have stayed in your heart from these devotions. What ideas do you want to press home in your thinking? Can you recall the love Jesus Christ lavished on you? And this final question, how will you respond to him? How will you respond to him? We have a poem from Mary Oliver today, which talks about who we are and who we aren't yet. It's called I'm Not the River by Mary Oliver. I'll read it twice. I'm not the river, that powerful presence. And I'm not the black oak tree, which is patience personified. And I'm not Redbird, who is a brief life heartily enjoyed. Nor am I mud, nor rock, nor sand, which is holding everything together. No, I am none of these meaningful things. Not yet. I'm Not the River by Mary Oliver. I'm not the river, that powerful presence. And I'm not the black oak tree, which is patience personified. And I'm not Redbird, who is a brief life heartily enjoyed. Nor am I mud, nor rock, nor sand, which is holding everything together. No, I am none of these meaningful things. Not yet. Let us pray. Blessed Savior, beyond my understanding, you gave yourself over to our worst. Amazing love poured on me. I miss your hand in mine. Amen. Oh.